Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get it? The Burt Show.
It's a mockery and a sham, and it's time to put an early end to it. There's no reason for us to do this this bet with Tommy and Rebecca.
Oh, thank God.
This thing's over.
He said there's not going to be a bungee jumping payoff?
Oh, no, there will be.
No, there won't.
Yeah, there will be, except, I mean, there's no reason to.
Renee's not going to let me, and my doctor's not going to let me.
And my mommy said, I can't do it either.
Wow. All right, let's reset. I didn't know this, so let's go ahead and reset this.
Is this because of what I've told you yesterday?
I'm, like, super anxious about it.
Aww.
Well, that played a part in it, but okay. It's also...
What did you tell him?
It's also evident.
Yeah, Tommy's not going to lose weight. He's going to be fat forever.
That is not what I told him, Thomas.
She wasn't that nice.
That's what you should have told him.
No.
Wait, when you said evident, does that mean you're calling them fat? Like, it doesn't look like anyone lost weight?
No, it said that nobody...
What I'm saying, one clearly is out in front of the
other. Okay, I was about to be like, you need to get your eyes checked.
The mirror is calling me fat.
All right, so Rebecca brought to the table that you wanted to do a weight loss challenge, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, just for future reference, I don't ever want to be challenged ever again on this show when it comes to weight. Just let me eat my cookies and drink my Mountain Dew in peace.
Noted. Some of these weren't a challenge. Again. Some of these you volunteered for.
Correct.
So you're saying, volunteer for this.
What? But this one, you did not.
She brought it to the table. No, you didn't. You know, you weren't the one that initiated it, but you were totally game.
Hell, I got offered a couple $1,000s and I couldn't even do it then.
But you were trying to lose like 80 pounds in 8 days or something. That was never going to happen. Anyway.
All right, so Rebecca wanted to do a weight loss challenge against Tommy. The two of them were totally game. We were going to do it legit. It was going to be healthier than Tommy losing 80 pounds in 8 days like he was going to do before. And the punishment of for the person who lost the least percentage amount of weight, they would have to go bungee jumping. Both of you, both Rebecca and Tommy, have a huge fear of heights. And they were going to have to drive to Tennessee and bungee jump if they didn't lose not the most amount of weight, because for women and men, it's different. So we were going to base it on percentage of weight. There was a deadline day, which is Rebecca's birthday, which is?
May 18th, next Thursday.
No reason to wait.
Okay. Oh, so you just want to do it now.
I'm just, yeah.
It's next Thursday?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah. No, like a week from Thursday.
Even so.
Oh, yeah. Like,
it could be a year from Thursday.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
Right. So we've been waiting and waiting and waiting to do it, like an official weigh-in, I guess we would say, on that day.
Did you finally decide to call it off because I was stuffing a Chick-fil-A chicken biscuit with two pieces of cheese on it in my mouth?
It wasn't that one. I didn't know about that one. There was another one.
So, yes, the date, you're right, Tommy. It's 2 weeks away. Rebecca's birthday is 2 weeks away, okay? And I had done an event for a nonprofit.
Is this about the cookies?
Yes. Let me finish.
Let me just say, those cookies are delicious.
I know.
Tommy could have gone right down the list. Look, was this about the 12 Snickers? Hey, was this about the 3 boxes of Girl Scout cookies? Were you guys, was this about the 6 steaks?
I emceed an event for a lovely nonprofit called the Rally Foundation, and as a thank you, they sent me some Tiff's Treats, which are warm, delicious chocolate chip cookies delivered to your doorstep. So, of course, I had like a massive amount of cookies, more than one person. So, I offer everybody in studio. I took one double chocolate chip cookie.
Yeah. I took one cookie, seriously, and threw half of it out.
Nobody.
Tommy has in the past.
I want to choke you out.
He has literally come in here mad at me for doing that before.
That is wasteful.
Abby declined. Mo declined.
No, I had a cookie.
Oh, you did have a cookie. Abby took a cookie.
Me
Mo
too.
Declined. Cassie, Holt, you took more than one. Cassie declined. I took it into the other studio. Everybody was stoked about cookies. At the end, after the show.
They got their cookies?
After the show, I went back in because there were so many cookies. I'm like, no way the four people in that studio ate like the 12 remaining cookies. I wanted to go in and get me a chocolate chip for the road. And I go in and I open the box and there's just a crumbled up sugar cookie and that is it.
One lonely crumbled up sugar cookie.
Yeah,
left.
And I look around.
I missed one.
You did. So I look around the room and in unison, Rebecca, Katie, and Kaylee all point at Tommy saying, "He ate five! He ate five!"
And you put that cookie back too, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah, I had six.
Okay, he had six.
Because I ate that one and threw away the box.
Okay, so at that point, I told Tommy, I go, "Tommy, you're in this weight loss challenge." And then that's when you tell me,
"Screw that weight loss challenge. I'm not doing it anymore. It don't matter."
And credit to you for not eating the box.
If I was at home, I would have licked the crumbs in the bottom of it.
Tommy, I came back in and I told Bert, I go, "Tommy's out. Like, he's given up. He's not trying anymore. He just had five cookies."
You didn't even have to say anything. I mean, you literally are limping down the halls because of your sciatica.
Y'all remember that time I had four Krispy Kreme donuts and we were sitting in a meeting and I was like, "Oh my God, y'all are blurry. I think I'm having a stroke."
I didn't sweat was dripping down his face.
I was serious, too. I didn't realize I had on the wrong glasses.
He thought his vision was coming.
Were you having heart palpitations from it, too? All the sugar?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's just natural.
He almost went into like a sugar coma.
Yeah, you guys are blurry. Like, I mean, for a solid 5 minutes, could not figure out why we were blurry, thought he might pass out. He started sweating, and then realized he had the wrong prescription glasses on.
We're sitting in the meeting, and he has his head back with his mouth open like he's gasping for air like a fish that's just been caught on a dock. We thought he was going to die. All right, so now pointing to the positive. Now, Rebecca walks in here. I asked her the other day. I'm always a little bit uneasy on what you can say and what you can't say, right? But Rebecca looks so... I don't want to say...
No, she's been on a weight loss journey, and her goal is to lose some weight. So if you know that about a person, and this is a very public... This has been a very public conversation. You can be like, "Hey, whatever you're doing is working."
It wasn't even the weight that I was pointing to. I asked her how much water she's drinking because her complexion looks completely different. Mm-hmm. And it's so evident.
She's been eating stuff in here, too.
Well, there's not much left in there.
She couldn't have been too much. She had Chick-fil-A. She's the one that initiated the order this morning.
It doesn't matter. Well, it doesn't matter. I mean, do you want to get on the scale?
She eats crap every day. How many pounds have you lost? Like six?
I think I've lost.
Or are you lying to me?
Tommy,
no,
you hate
to
know.
I've lost 10 pounds. That's it.
So you were okey-doking me.
Yeah.
You were lying to me, trying to set me up.
Well, when I told you.
I was being honest. I'm telling her, like, all the things I'm eating every day, like I'm hiding stuff.
She can see it.
In the snack room. No, I hide it in the snack room. After I eat my Kit Kat and then I eat my chips, I put the Kit Kat wrapper in the bag of the potato chips so nobody sees it.
Good God.
Tommy, I'm worried about you.
I know.
Can't help it if life is delicious.
Life is delicious.
Even if it's short. All right. So, but I can tell with Rebecca that she does look healthier.
I can't tell you've lost weight. You look great.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, so now to the second thing that we didn't even know that. So neither one of you guys was planning on doing the bungee jumping if you lost because
well,
your wife is going to...
At first, I wasn't planning on losing. I was all in, but then...
A cookie.
Yeah. And then I was like... And I started thinking about it. And I think about it all the time. Y'all were talking about keeping that anxiety journal. Mm. Ooh, I'd hate to see how many times I thought about that bungee cord.
Really?
Yes.
Well, that was supposed to be the motivating factor that to get you to lose weight or take your health seriously.
Yeah,
right?
It's going
to
take my life.
Nah, we put two or three.
I've had too many listeners send me too many of those videos with bungee cord snaps.
That's foul.
Oh no!
All right, and your mom doesn't want you to do it either.
Oh yeah, she said absolutely not. But I was never really scared that I was going to be up there. I won't lie to you.
So I think you guys got to come together on a bet payoff come Monday. I mean, okay. If we're not doing the bungee jumping thing, then it's got to be something.
There was a bet.
Yes, there was a bet.
Absolutely.
You still have 2 weeks.
Unless you want to keep going, you say
no.
You say the weight just falls off me when I take it serious.
When you were going to let Rebecca out of it 2 weeks ago, and she was not smart enough to take the.
Yeah, she's still in. She's still in.
We were going to let her out of it because she did a really heartfelt break on binge eating disorders.
So what?
So we need to come up with a new bet payoff come Monday. Because she should be praised and he should be punished for losing the bet.
Correct.
Okay? I agree.
Tommy, you have to eat this amount of cookies in this amount of time.
Hey, Mo, where was that nudist camp that you went to?
Oh, about 20 minutes from here, Tommy.
I'm not doing that.
Would you rather naked volleyball?
Would you rather bungee jump or go to the nudist colony?
I'd rather kill myself.
Get it? The Burt Show.